2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm going to stop first and just analyze this first verse. Though I do like to take it in context a little better, but this very idea that we could receive the grace of God in vain. Immediately, in my mind, it provokes questions. And I don't like to beat something to death or to go over the same thing over and over. But I think part of being a good student is to question the things we've come to accept. Question them in ourselves. And as a teacher, when a question comes up, I run through those questions verbally with you so that you can understand the thought process and why. I mean, I could just sit up here arbitrarily and tell you things. This is how it is. But I prefer rather, as I do with myself, is to give a good explanation. Because this throws into question this idea of predestination and election. I mean, it doesn't, but I don't want to just say that. I want to show you why. Because how can we receive the grace of God in vain? You know, if God predestinates us to receive it, then it should not be in vain, because God doesn't do his works in vain. But again, it is a question of perspective. I can do things that are vain from my perspective. And I would put this too, many are called, but few are chosen. The grace of God and the word of reconciliation goes out. And all kinds of people hear it. And more people receive it of themselves than are actually, you know, they accept this idea on large, you know, as far as the big idea of Christ crucified, they accept that. But as, you know, certain elements of the gospel become left out, the preaching of Paul is characteristically distinct from the things that people preach today. For instance, when Paul preached, I never heard him come up to a crowd and say, listen, everybody, Jesus loves you. Acts chapter 2, when they said, men and brethren, what should we do? He didn't go, Jesus loves you. He says, you, by wicked hands, have crucified the same Christ, whom God hath by his, you know, etc., has sent to save you. So there's a characteristic difference. So when we receive, how do we receive the grace of God in vain? In a way that does not interfere with our understanding of things that are established. Like predestination. To me, that's established. Now, you will come across, and I guess my attitude towards these kind of things comes from really having been engaged in a lot of online debates with people, where people play gotcha with you. You try to establish a point, and then they find a little verse here or there, and they say, ah, see, it can't be true, because this tiny little verse here that I've taken out of context, and not only that, I'm ignoring things like who's receiving the grace of God in vain. I guess in my mind, as I say, receive the grace of God, I think that, you know, we can't receive it without it being given to us. And if it's given to us, God must have ordained that it would save us. Well, I think Paul has in mind, and I do this as well when I speak, that I'll speak a certain way when I have a certain idea in mind. And if you analyze my words, overanalyze them, you might think I'm contradicting something I said before. You know, like, we have to choose to follow Christ. Oh, Paul, I thought you didn't believe in free will. I do believe not in free will. But I have something else in mind. When he has receive in mind, what he's saying is we would perceive that we had received the grace of God by believing in it. We hear the call, we receive it. Like the parable of the talents. He received one talent. You might receive the Holy Ghost. And you think the grace of God is on you. You've received the word. But those who will have received the word of God in vain and failed of salvation, because that's what happens. If you receive the word of God in vain, if you receive the grace of God in vain, that means you will fail of salvation. You will not inherit the promises. So it's very important that we not receive it in vain. One who received the grace of God in vain would be one, from God's perspective, who had heard the call, but had not been chosen to salvation. They have some other purpose. From their perspective, they would have received the grace of God by their volition, by their choice. And from their perspective, they would have failed to meet the criteria, ultimately. And failed to have the works of God happen in them that God promises His grace will bring. So God's grace is not faulty. It is man who is not truly within God's grace. So it is possible to receive it in vain. And you know, and this goes to a very similar issue in many places. Perspective. Whose perspective are we considering things from? Because I'll tell you what, predestination is like a heavy topic, and I know I hit on it a lot because it's in the scriptures, and I feel like I need to defend it because people ignore it, and they talk as though everything is according to man and everything is by man's dictates, and I want people to know, no, it's according to how God wants it. It's according to how God wills it. It's according to how He chose it to be. And they mess everything up by not having that as their rock, bedrock assumption within their doctrine. That needs to be the core of your assumptions. God is God. God is in control. He is in the, you know, He determines how things are going to be. Now, of course, we are not God, and we do not have God's perspective, and we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't really even know what today means, because we don't even know what today is leading to.